Well, first of all, I know you've heard this a lot, but congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to take it a 16, par 4, dogleg right, water on the right. The day before, you hit a beautiful cut shot with, I think it was a 3-wood off the tee. I assume you thought, well, I'll hit the same shot again. Did you come out of it a bit? Did you cut it more than you expected? What happened on that one?
No, it was just a complete miss hit. Like you said, and not just Saturday, but the 2 days prior to that, I hit great tee shots off the tee box there and perfect little fades. And, I was just planning on doing the same. I didn't think I needed anything differently. And, pretty much the worst opportune time to kind of hit that golf shot that I did. But, stuff like that happens in golf. And, I was able to, settle the nerves a little bit and go on and do what I need to do the rest of the hole. And I still had a chance to win the golf tournament. And that's where my focus went.
If you had it to do over again, Adam, would you, do you carry a 2-iron or 3-iron? Or would you hit a long iron if you had to do it again? Does that make more sense? No?
No, I wouldn't do anything differently.
Yeah.
It's just one of those holes. It's a very difficult, demanding hole. You got to step up and hit a golf shot. And, the 3 previous days I hit good drives on there. So I wasn't overly nervous or overly stressed about the tee shot. It was just one of those, it was just that hole. You're bound to make a bad swing or two during the round of golf and, hopefully you don't make them where they cost you a serious number. And unfortunately, I made it on that hole.
And you regrouped from it. And at what point in your career did you know that you would regroup from that kind of mistake, which, as you say, everybody makes?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think, maybe go back a year or two, I might have been a little bit more, a little bit harder on myself and may not have been able to refocus as quick. But I feel like I've gotten older, I've gotten wiser, I've grown up, I've matured a lot over the last couple of years since being on tour. And, at that point in time, I had a 2-shot lead. So while it was going to cost me dearly, it wasn't necessarily going to cost me the golf tournament, So I had to, I had to continue doing what I had been doing the previous 3 days and 15 holes, which was just stay in the moment and hit the best shot that I can possible for the shot that I have in front of me. And, if it's good enough at the end, then I'll walk away victorious. And luckily, it was 1 shot good enough.
As you stood on the first tee, Adam, to get ready for this, you had to have some flashbacks to the fact, well, I've been here before. I've been in the final group before. I've been in a place where I have a chance to win and miss by, I think, a shot the last time. What was your strategy? I'm intrigued by people who are in the position you are, 4 up, haven't been in that position on the PGA Tour before for a last day. Are you thinking play conservatively, play my game the way I have been, don't change anything? What was your thought process?
I didn't change a thing that day, and I didn't want to change a thing. I spoke about it. To your point, after Saturday's round of how I would approach Sunday, and it's just, I played fantastic golf the first 3 days, and I had put myself in the position that I did, and I just wanted to go out there and keep playing the same way. If I hit good shots and I had, good numbers in the pins, I can be aggressive, and if I have a bad number or if I get offline off the tee, then, take my medicine and do the best I can to make a par. And they were going to have to come to me. Difficult golf course and guys were going to have to play well. And Patrick did. He really kind of put the pressure on. And, I was a couple under at after 15. And, he was 4 under. He was right there. And so I still had to play good golf. And I did that for 17 of the 18 holes. I played some really good golf on Sunday, and unfortunately had a double on 16 that made it a little bit more interesting. But it was just a matter of going out, hitting the ball solid, hitting fairways, giving myself some looks for birdie, and hopefully capitalizing on a few of them.
Adam, the first time I ran into you, I think it was at Congressional of the U.S. Open in 11. I want to say I know you made the cut. I think the last round you shot like a 67 or 68. And,
yep.
And I'm thinking, right, and then you went to the Canadian Open. You almost won that. And I've been thinking, well, this guy's going to win for sure. So congratulations, it happens. It doesn't surprise me. Eventually it happened. What's the first thing that went through your mind that you know, I've persevered to this point, or I'm going to Augusta, or, I mean, what's the first thing that went through your mind when you tapped that putt in?
I mean, I think, you know, a little bit of everything was going through my mind. I mean, I know that I've worked really hard to get to this point. You know, I've been through every level of professional golf and kind of won at every level as well. And it's all been kind of building to this. You know, what this win might bring for me, for my career, you know, my bride-to-be next week, my family, my friends, you know, all of Canada. It really is such an exciting moment, and something that I've been, you know, working my butt off for years to try and make happen, and for it to finally happen was a bit surreal, and you know, my emotions are probably still kind of all over the place, and trying to figure out what's going on and what to think and how to settle down, but I'm slowly getting there.
So the wedding's still on, but the honeymoon is postponed, delayed, changed. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a little delayed. I will eventually take one, but I think Augusta is a pretty decent reason to
delay
it.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not bad. It's better than most reasons that they would get delayed. But, you know, when we planned the honeymoon, we actually kind of planned it with the idea that, you know, Augusta still is a chance. We still, you know, I could still get there, and so we planned it smartly, and we knew it could happen, and so we'll just delay it a little bit, and we'll just have to wait just a little bit longer to get that dream honeymoon that we've both been wanting.
Now, Dave and I have both been to Augusta National. We've both seen the tournament for, well, as long as we have lived, and I'm sure you've watched it many times too, but it is a place where experience does matter. Have you played the Augusta National course? Do you have plans to get out there before the tournament?
I haven't played, and I'm still trying to figure out the plan before the tournament. You know, the last 12 hours have been pretty crazy.
I understand.
A lot of things going on, trying to figure a lot out, and you know, still trying to get kind of over last week and kind of into this week now, because I've got another event that I got to play, but. You know, we'll see what happens. Obviously, next week's a pretty busy week for us getting married and whatnot. But we'll have an extra week before the Masters. I won't go play in Houston. And we'll see if we can get over, play an extra couple rounds. And, you know, I'll see, you know, anybody that I've got on my phone list as well that's been there and played and experienced the Masters. I'm going to be maybe asking for advice and tips and any information that they can give me before heading over there. So, I'll try and soak it all in, soak up all the information, and then once I'm there, just kind of enjoy the experience and, you know, hope to be one of those kind of wild cards the first time they go around Augusta.
Well, that'd be nice.
Oh.
Mike Weir, of course, a former champion from 2003 and a Canadian, and he is an infrequent player on the PGA Tour now. I don't know how often, if ever, you've played with him, but have you got a number for him to call?
I do. Yeah, he sent me a congratulatory text as well, and you know, he's been such a great ambassador for golf in Canada, and you know, somebody we've all looked up to over the years, and you know, with the naming of him as an assistant captain for the President's Cup team as well, you know, I hope he doesn't get too tired of me asking questions about what Augusta's like, and you know, President's Cup and all that kind of stuff. So. You know, I hope to be getting to know Mike Weir a lot better over the next coming months.
Yeah, he'll. We looked it up. The last time Mackenzie Hughes is there, obviously, whom you know, and Mike will be playing. Yeah. The last time there was three Canadians there was Gary Cowan, who won the U.S. Amateur, and George Knudsen, and Al Balding. So I mean, you're
long time,
kind of the Mount Rushmore Canadian golf there, and now here you guys are. This should be fun.
Yeah, you know what it's pretty cool. You know, just you know, honored and humbled to represent Canada kind of all over the world as we play the game we love, and what a what a cool treat to be a part of that. And, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a lot of Canadians doing really good things out on the PGA Tour, and it looks to be kind of like we're headed back to some really good quality Canadians and a lot of us out on tour.
And this is the gift that keeps giving, because it's not only the Masters. You get the players out of it. You get the PGA. You get the couple of the WGC events and everything. It changes your schedule big time, right? It's just great.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that comes with the win. You know, job security for the next 2 years.
Yep.
Invitations to some majors, certain events on the schedule as well. I mean, it's incredible. And I mean, I'm sure I don't even know everything that's going to bring me right now yet. I'm still, you know, just kind of living the moment and soaking it all in. But, you know, hopefully this is just a sign of bigger things to come, and I can keep getting better and keep improving, and hopefully, you know, be coming down the stretch more often than not on Sunday.